Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
It is 8:39. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem. It's 101.9 Chai FM. We spoke a little bit earlier about the ICC's decision to hold Israel accountable for activities in the West Bank and Gaza. Joining us on the line is the Director of the International Legal Forum, Advocate Yifa Sigal. A very, very good morning to you. Thank you for taking the time to speak to us. How are you?
Hello, good morning.
So it's an incredibly interesting decision, but one that will have no doubt immense ramifications for Israel and for every aspect of Israel's activities in these regions. Can you give us a little bit of an overview so that we can understand the situation?
Situation is the International Criminal Court has decided to launch an investigation into Israel, into Hamas, into Palestinian army groups. The resolution right now, the decision right now of the court was meant to determine whether they even have jurisdiction to deal with the Israelis or with Israel, because Israel is not a member of the Rome Treaty. Israel is not a member of the court, and the court should not have jurisdiction. This is not an international jurisdiction. It's a jurisdiction that comes with the treaty. So that was the argument. The argument was, you don't have jurisdiction. This is not something that you can even deal with. And the court came back saying saying that because of the Palestinian acceptance to the court, basically ignoring all norms of international law and the treaties and agreements and the entire background that kind of led to the fact that Israel is not, that certain states are not members of the court, basically decided to take on jurisdiction where it shouldn't have.
Has this happened before? In other words, has the ICC decided that they can get involved with making these types of decisions in other countries, or is this a Israel focused initiative or strategy?
Well, I think it happened also with the United States. So the United States is also not a member state of the ICC, and still the court decided that that they can prosecute Americans. This is because of their alleged involvement in Afghanistan. But I have to tell you that the case with Israel is even more outrageous, I think, because I was involved with submitting what is called amicus briefs and a friend of the court to the ICC and making the argument of why they don't have jurisdiction. And I have to tell you, the reason that we were so afraid of that is because we didn't believe that this court of law, unfortunately, can really be objective and can really serve justice. We really were afraid that this is a type of a political entity. And so we made the argument, and it's a relatively, I think, easy legal case, because there are so many arguments to counter this jurisdiction. And yes, I mean, they came back, the majority opinion came back with such a simplistic reply, basically ignoring all of the arguments. I mean, we made arguments that we showed that the Oslo Accords determined authority and prevent the Palestinians from being able to do this. And we showed the proof to the fact that only states can be members, and different arguments like that. And yet the court comes back very relatively short decision saying, basically saying it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. I mean, it's basically saying we'll do what we want. So if you read the majority's decision, I'm afraid this is, it proved the point. This is not a court of law. This is a political entity.
Right. And have they limited themselves into, can they decide on pretty much anything? In other
what
words,
do you mean they can decide anything?
What is their limit? I mean, they can decide, in terms of their policy, have jurisdiction here. Does that mean that any act or pretty much anything that is alleged by anybody that happens within Israel's borders in these areas can simply be taken to the ICC?
Well, it's not within Israel's borders. It's limited to what they consider to be the borders of the state of Palestine,
mm-hmm.
Which includes the West Bank, in their opinion, the West Bank, Jerusalem, and Gaza. So it cannot include, I don't know, something that happens in Tel Aviv, but it does include things that allegedly happened in those territories. This decision as well, I have to say, is a bit outrageous. I mean, how do you, that was another question. How do you determine? Because, as I said earlier, only a state can participate in the ICC. And a state needs to have territory and a state needs to have borders. And so the argument is that all the while that Palestine or the Palestinians are not a state, and the borders, as every international resolution or decision or statement has ever made in the last 30 years, should be determined by negotiations and with a peace agreement with Israel. So all of a sudden comes the ICC and says, well, for the purposes of this proceedings, we consider Palestine to be a state, and we know exactly where the border is. So it's in the 1967, let's say, line. So how does a court of law ignore a peace process, ignore agreements, ignore international order, and says, I know where the border is, and I will determine, you know, how to consider what did or did not happen within the territory of the state of Palestine.
Is there a way to challenge this? Can this decision be challenged? Is there a higher court? Is there a process of appeal?
Well, there's a process of appeal. The appeal is not to a higher court. Everything happens kind of within the ICC, which is, I think, another problem with this establishment. The problem is that the only two parties that can appeal is the Palestinians, and then in the state of Israel. The state of Israel has, as we know, has decided not to participate in the proceedings because the state of Israel does not believe that there is professionalism or objectivity or even a fair chance of receiving justice. So I don't see the state of Israel appealing because they're saying this is an illegitimate court and an illegitimate decision. And so unfortunately there's no way of appeal, but I think there might be a way, although it's a problematic, very riskful, let's say. I don't know if your viewers are aware of this, but to oppose this position by the court, we also saw seven countries submit in favor of Israel, or let's say against the jurisdiction of the court. And those countries included Germany and Austria and Canada and Uganda and others as well. So, I mean, these arguments that the court does not have jurisdiction, that only negotiations, only a peace agreement can determine that there is a Palestinian state and where that state is, let's say, what's the territory of that state. So those countries potentially, again, it's a very vast and a bit unique a diplomatic effort or legal effort, but those states can go to what's called the Assembly of State Parties and appeal that decision. Because I think, you know, I think that this decision is outrageous, not just in the context of the Israeli situation. I mean, I want your viewers to understand, basically the court is saying, I mean, we don't care what countries do. We don't care about agreements. We don't care about peace processes. I mean, we can award any group of people that have the right of self-determination, you know, kind of bypass every normal process in the history of the world and make that decision ourselves. So that has potentially vast ramifications on the entire world, if you want to think about it that way. I mean, I don't know, even Canada, if you think about Canada, you know, they had an internal dispute with Quebec that wanted to separate from Canada. I mean, the Basques in Spain wanted to separate. The Bavarian region wanted to separate from Germany. I mean, these issues, the Irish want to separate from the UK, of course. I mean, there are hundreds of groups all over the world that are watching this decision and saying, so what you're saying is that we can pick up arms and we can blow up buses and we can go on a delegitimization campaign and then we can just bypass every normal kind of process in the history of the world because the International Criminal Court says that we are entitled to our own state wherever we define it to be.
Okay. Yeah, very, very, very problematic, and almost a process that is doomed to failure, really, because it's going to ultimately undermine, I think, the credit of the reputation of the ICC.
I think so. I think it should. I mean, you should read the defending opinion. I mean, the minority judge, one judge, an Hungarian judge, two were in favor, two were the minority, and then the majority, and then one minority. Mm. So they go on to have a very short, relatively, as I said, very simple kind of a decision. He goes on over 164 pages to prove them wrong on every single point, and that's what he was saying. He's saying, you guys are unprofessional. I mean, this is a circus. I mean, what you're doing is really kind of just jumping through every possible hoop to get to the decision, to get to the result that you wanted it to be. So the minority judge really uses a very,
strong
a very
language.
Diplomatic way, but exactly, a very, very strong language and proves the point.
Yeah, because we are almost out of time. So if you can it was hard to hear you at that point.
I'm sorry?
So we do need to wrap it up, but where do you think this is going to go?
Well, this is a very good question, and I think it's very concerning for us Israelis, and I think it should be concerning for everybody. As I said, it should be concerning for everybody. I mean, there should be law, and there should be politics, and they should be separated completely.
Absolutely.
So I think Israel is the state of Israel and every single one of us. And it doesn't mean that you need to necessarily support the state of Israel or anything like that. Just support the rule of law. So we need to stand up and fight. And this court of law needs to understand that they're not a political entity. I mean, the General Assembly of the United Nations is a political entity and they should be a judicial a body. And I think that we should all stand up and make sure that, you know, this is not taken over like that. So I think there's a long way to go. I mean, usually these type of things in the ICC takes years and years and years. I mean, their effectivity is very, very low, let's say, usually. I hope this will not be the exception, let's say. but there's a lot to do, and I hope at the end that, you know, this will not have the horrific outcomes that it can have. So let's all hope.
Advocate Yifat Siegel talking to us from Israel, director of the International Legal Forum. I'd love your thoughts on the conversation that we've just had with regard to the ICC's decision to hold Israel accountable for anything that goes on in the West Bank or Gaza.
Chai FM, your station of choice since 2008.